Good afternoon, everybody. So recently, someone came over to me and told me that the way people were doing psicha in my shul was all wrong. We have a parochas, it's one piece parochas, and you either slide it this way or you slide it that way. And someone was very upset that everyone was sliding it the wrong way. So I said, "What is the correct way?" And so the question is there a right or wrong way to slide a parochas? But that's not going to be the whole topic of our time in Halacha Shiur today. It's going to be more broadly the applications in Halacha of the principle of Kol Pino Shatapona Lo Yehu Ela Derech Yamin, that whenever you turn, you're always supposed to go right. Whenever you're in doubt, in Judaism, we always go right. Those of you may remember there was a Waze voice that you could get on your Waze that was the Yeshiva Shagai. So anyone have this? Yeah. So the things that some people don't know. So one of the things, whenever it told you to make a right turn, it said Chazal say that you should always turn right, and then it would tell you to make a right turn. That was one of the nice things. It had a lot of offensive things also, but that was a nicer part of that. So where does this come from? And what does it mean? How do we apply it? So there are three gemaras. There's a Mishnah Yumadaf Nun Chesam Beis that tells us that when the Kohen sprinkled the blood on the four corners of the Mizbeach and the Heichal, so Rabbi Yossi Agli Lishita is that he would start on the northeastern corner and then go to the right. And that's based on this concept of Kol Pino Shatapona. Also in Sota Daf Tezvavim Beis, to make the Meis Sota, for the Sota to drink, they have to mix together some of the water, the special water, with some dirt. And where did they get the dirt? So the Kohen would go, he would take the water from the Kiyar, and he would add dirt to the water. And to obtain the dirt, he would enter the Heichal and turn to the right to pull dirt from under a certain tile. But that's Dafka, why that tile was located there. The loose tile where they could get the dirt was there, so that he could turn right. And Zvachim Daf Samach Beis as well talks about when the going up the Mizbeach, about turning right because of Kol Pino Shatapona Lo Yehu Ela Derech Yamin, that it should always be toward the right side. So a Talmud of mine, an old Talmud of mine, Rabbi Ari Lipsky, once wrote an article where he collected 9 different places in Halacha where we say Kol Pino Shatapona Lo Yehu Ela Derech Yamin, and one of them we just got through, or two of them actually, we just got through over the Yom Tov of Sukkot. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Siman Tav Reish Nun Aleph Sif Yud, that when a person shakes his lulav, he should shake it toward the right, meaning you go east, which is in front of you, south, which would then be to your right, and then west, which is behind you, and then north, which is to your left. And the Mishnah Berurah says from the Derech Chaim, that that's the minhag we follow, to go in that direction, because Kol Pino Shatapona Lo Yehu Ela Derech Yamin. And when you're facing east, when you daven, so you start there, and then you just go toward the right. The Beis Yosef quotes a Shut Maharil, who paskens this way as well. However, the Magen Avraham says that the Levush held the exact opposite, that the Levush says, no, turning toward your right doesn't mean starting on the left and going rightward from there. It means that your initial move should be to your right. So the Levush held that you should shake the lulav in the order of east, north, west, south, that you go leftward, because you start with the most right, and then go toward the left. And he brings a couple of rayas. First of all, the Levush says that a person's natural tendency is to turn to his left, and therefore it makes more sense that that the halacha is that you start with your right and then go toward the left. And second of all, he says that that Lashon HaKodesh, the Hebrew language, is written from right to left. So it's most mistaver that would be a reflection of the way one is generally supposed to go, that you make the initial turn right, and then everything after that is going toward the left. Whether any of these rayas are really super compelling is a matter of debate, and the poskim discuss it, but we don't have time to get into all of that right now. And obviously there are other minhagim about how to shake the lulav based on other considerations, Kabbalistic considerations and other things, but that's point one of the sugya. Another place where this comes up is the Kohanim during Birchas Kohanim, when they turn around, which direction do they turn around in? So the Shulchan Aruch writes in some Kuf Chav Ches Sif Yud Zayin that when the Kohanim turn around, both when they initially turn around to start the Birchas Kohanim and after the Birchas Kohanim, when they turn back. The Mishnah Berurah writes the Shulchan Aruch says they should turn to the right. So the Mishnah Berurah explains when they go up for Birchas Kohanim, they're facing east. So when they turn to face the tzibur, they should turn to their own right, which is then the south. and then continue to the west to face the Tzibur. And when they're turning back around, they should again turn toward their right, which while they're facing west would mean to go to the north and then to the east. And the Levush says not that way. Again, the exact opposite. Levush thinks you always need to be rotating in the other direction. A third application of Kol Pinu Shat Upon Leyo Derechimin is when walking the Sefer Torah. The Beis Yosef in Kuf Chav Ches writes, when a Shliach Tzibur takes the Torah from the Aron Kodesh, he should first turn around to face the Tzibur, and then when he's facing west, he'll move toward his right, which is the north, to go toward the Bima. And so too, when he comes back from the Bima, he should face toward the Aron Kodesh first, and then go toward his right, which in order to get back to the Aron Kodesh. A fourth application of this is taking steps back at the end of Shemona Esrei. The Prishan Kuf Chav Ches Os Chav Gimel quotes Beis Yosef in Kuf Chav Gimel, who mentions the Machlokas about which foot to step back with first when you take your steps back at the end of Shemona Esrei. That goes, Maimonides says you start with the left foot first based on the idea that the left foot is the weaker foot, so you're trying to show that you're not so eager to walk away from Tefillah, to go out of Shemona Esrei. Maria Bua disagrees though, and he says you start with the right foot based on Kol Pinu Shat Upon Yehu El Derech Yamin. Beis Yosef says, no, I don't know if that's a good application, because over there you're not turning anywhere. You're going front back. It's not really a turn in any direction, and therefore we possibly should be the left foot first, says the Beis Yosef, and not, like Maria Buav said, that it should be the right foot first. And then a fifth application is the one that someone got upset about in my shul, which is doing psicha. When you're doing psicha on the parochas, in front of the Aron, and it doesn't have a string which decides for you, right? So you have to decide, are you going to go this way or that way? You know, Ramesh has a tshuva about maybe you could do both, right? Have split parochas, and you can go in both directions. So Ramesh has a tshuva about split parochas. He doesn't love the idea of a split parochas. So that was never the minhag. The minhag was never to have two-piece parochas. It was always to have a one-piece parochas. Rav Shachter once mentioned to me that he found that funny, because in the Beis HaMikdash, it was a two-piece parochas, right? But obviously, it functioned a little bit differently than the parochas we have in front of an Aron Kodesh, and it's where, you know, the Kohen Gadol would actually walk through in between them. But it was two parochas. But anyway, we have one piece parochas got to go in one direction or the other. So the Prisha mentions a minhag that you should open the parochas from left to right, because Kol Pinu Shat Upon Leyo El Derech Yamin. However, according to the Levush, you would first turn to the right, and once you turn to the right, you grab it at the right side and you move it toward the left side. It's not Maki of anything. Does it really, you know, is there something, if you notice they're doing wrong in Shul, do you have to go complain to the rabbi? Probably not. He might take it as a great compliment that that's the biggest problem you could find in a Shul. That's a wonderful, wonderful compliment to give to a rabbi. A sixth possible application of this is when it comes to doing Hagbah. Which direction should you turn when doing Hagbah? So there's a tshuva, Rabbi Tzal Stern, and Bitzal Chachma, Chelekei Simen and Dalid, says that, he quoted in early, some other Sefer, that when you lift the Torah, you're facing the Aron, you're facing east. So when you turn the Torah to show the crowd, you should turn south, west, north, east, in order to go in a circle to your right, because Kol Pinu Shat Upon Leyo El Derech Yamin. The Levush would say the exact opposite. Again, that if you're rotating, you rotate in the opposite direction. The halach lemaisa, Mishnah Berurah seems to understand the Mechaber, although the Mechaber is not 100% clear, seems to understand the Mechaber is to be telling us to take a circle, to do a full circle, and beginning to the right, which is south, just like by Birkas Kohanim. So like you would imagine, to turn, start turning right and just keep rotating right until you're back to where you started when you do Hagbah. Again, not everybody agrees to that, but that's how the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Lamed Dalid, Sivkat and Tess, understands the Mechaber. A seventh application of this, we're running out of time, almost. The seventh application of this, Shulchan Aruch writes, when you get an aliyah, in Sim Kuf Mem Aleph Siv Zayin, and a person gets called for an aliyah to the Torah, he should go up to the Torah using the shortest route to the Torah and leave using a longer route away from the Torah, right? That shows an eagerness to be all of the Torah. But if, let's say, both routes are even, you could, if you go right, you go left, it's going to be the same amount of time, the same distance that's covered, so then you should turn to the right, the Shulchan Aruch says, because Kol Pinu Shat Upon Leyo. That means if the bima is in the middle of the shul, and a person is sitting in the middle of the shul behind the bima, let's say a few rows behind the bima, so either route is equidistant, so go to your right. The Gra and the Mishnah Berurah quote from the Beis Yosef that that's in fact what you should do la halacha, and the levush, like he says everywhere else, says no, go the other way. That the pinush hatipon leyoder chmin really it means the opposite direction. It means starting right and going left. Another application of this is the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Taf Reish Samach talks about when we are makif the bima on Sukkis. The minig is you bring the Sefer Torah to the middle, and everyone goes around with their dalin minim, and you know, and seven times on the seventh day, as we know. So the Mechaber writes that it should be litzad yamin. It should be done toward the right. What exactly does that mean? Because when you think of directions, you know, we think of north on top, south on the bottom, east to the right, west to the left, because that's where our maps are oriented. But in Shul, the Aron Kodesh is what orients the map, and ancient maps are like that also, where the east is really right in front of you. Everything's oriented toward the east. So if people are facing forward, then turning to the right would mean turning to the toward the south. However, the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, the Dr. Moshe point out, during our Kafel, Sefer Torah is first put on the Bima in Shul, which means everyone's facing away from the Aron Kodesh. No one's facing the Aron Kodesh, they're facing the Bima, because that's where the Sefer Torah was brought. So that would mean that people are now facing the opposite direction, namely that they're facing west. So when facing west, turning to the right would mean to go toward the north, and in that way we rotate around the so it would be a different right turn depending on which direction you're facing. I don't know, the beam is in the middle, some people are facing front, some people are facing back, but I think there is a universal minhag to pretend as if we started facing west and then go rightward from there when it comes to unless people think not that way. I think that's what I've seen in shuls, if you think about what they do during hakafos. And one final application, and this is the big one, is by lighting their Rosh Chanukah. Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tafresh Ayin Vav Sif Hey says on the first night you should put the candle on the right part of the menorah, and then on the second night put the second candle to the left of that and light first from that added candle which is more left, and that will enable you to go more toward the right. Kol Pinush HaTepona will be toward the right. It fulfills the idea of going toward the right. The Mechaber says another advantage that you gain from that is that the bracha is always going to be made on the added candle, which is a greater pirsa manes to make the bracha on the added candle. The levush predictably disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch that the first candle should be put on the far left of the menorah, each new additional candle should be put to its right, the new candle should always be lit, and then keep going toward the left as you light. I got a text from someone a couple of years ago, his in-laws were over, and he set up his menorah, and his father-in-law set up his menorah, and they were going in opposite directions, and he sent me a picture of his father-in-law's menorah. He said, have you ever seen this? This is ridiculous. This is like, you know, it's against our religion. This is not how you set up a menorah. So they had right there, they had the machlokas between the mechaber and the levush in terms of how to set up a menorah. So see, these are some of the fascinating examples of this principle in halacha. Everyone have a great day.